Hello and welcome to the Learning to Mum podcast, a podcast dedicated to talking all things being a mum and all things being a female. The latter I feel much more qualified to talk about. I'm passionate about the honest accounts, the raw reality, and all the highs and lows that come with motherhood. So welcome to this podcast hosted by me, Kelly Beaumont. I'm so grateful to have you listening to me today. Enjoy. Everybody, and welcome back to the Learning to Mum podcast. This is episode 4 of season 3. Thank you so much for tuning in to have a little listen. I am here on Friday, the day that this will go out into your ears, into your preferred listening. And I don't know how long of an episode it's going to be. I'm going to try and keep it quite snappy because I always find that otherwise I end up rambling too much. So yeah, let's just see how it goes. I will take the usual format of giving you a bit of an update as to how things are and, you know, what's been going on in our world. And then I'm going to talk to you specifically about being a working mum and some of the things that I've been experiencing of late in line with that, just to, yeah, I suppose, keep the conversation real, talk to you about like our reality and maybe give you some, I don't know, reassurance in terms of how you feel or some variance in how you feel. Who knows? But people keep coming back, people keep listening. So it means, or it affirms to me, that what I'm talking about is relevant and people are interested. So there we go. That's what I'm going to be talking about today. Let me start by giving you a bit of an update. So yeah, I feel like every week Ophelia is developing more and more. She is talking more and more. She's saying lots of things and is very acutely aware of what is going on. She interprets pretty much all, I was going to say instruction, but that sounds quite like authoritative or dictatorial, and that's not intended. What I mean is, like, if I ask her to do something, or, you know, we're going to do something, she will understand that and be able to, I suppose, like, just go with the flow of what's happening, which is really good. And it just makes parenting that little bit easier when they can kind of understand what's happening and you can try to rationalize with them as much as possible. Don't get me wrong, like, sometimes she really doesn't want to hear the rationale, so she'll have her her meltdown or whatever else. One of the things that I am trying to do is understand more about, like, toddler brain development and how to manage these situations more effectively. I asked for some recommendations, and one of the Instagram pages that I've been following and finding really useful has been, I think it's Big Little Feelings. I find that their content is really relatable and digestible. I'm also thinking about, they have a course, I think, which is about, like, parenting between the ages of 1 and 6, I want to say, which I'm going to sign me and Charles up to do. I want to sit down and do it together and make sure that we're on the same page when it comes to our parenting approach. Broadly, we are. I just think, you know, we're inevitably going to come up against some tricky times as Ophelia heads towards turning 2 and, you know, onwards from there as her brain continues to evolve and her opinion becomes much stronger. And inevitably she will resist, you know, things that we try and encourage her to do, or, you know, that we need her to do and things like that. So yeah, I want to ensure that we are aligned in how we want to manage that, and equally, like, agree early that there'll be times where each of us need to tap out, because I'm under no illusion that things will get progressively more challenging or the challenges will look different. I think that's probably my biggest learning since becoming a mum, that you wait for particular milestones to occur and think that once you're over that hurdle, things will start to become progressively easier. And whilst that's True in some instances, I think it just gets progressively harder in others. I don't necessarily think that parenting and motherhood ever has like an easy time. You might have like moments of like joy and whatever else. I'm making it sound like such a great thing to be a parent. I'm sure anybody who's listening to this that is a parent totally gets what I'm saying in that every week comes with its own challenges and every week comes with its own amazing moments. It's very rare that anything is stagnant. So, yeah, things will chop and change all of the time. So, yeah, that's something that I have been trying to do and will continue to do. And I think I'm going to do that course. I don't think it costs very much. It's like a pre-recorded course with like specific takeaways. So, yeah, gonna have a little look at that. And yeah, she's great. Like her speech is coming along. She can say like her nursery teacher's names and she can say other things. She mirrors quite a lot. She says things which I haven't taught her, so she's definitely picking up a lot from nursery. I'm tempted, and I think I mentioned this last time, to purchase a potty to just put in the bathroom and just encourage her to not necessarily use it, but just to become familiar with its presence. Because I think, again, like at nursery, there's children that are potty training and some who I believe are potty trained. So she's inevitably going to have a natural curiosity, and I want to be able to support that as best I can at home. So yeah, I need to get on that, and I'm sure I will. Nothing else much to report other than she had a bit of a chest infection. She was on some antibiotics. We had quite the constipated period where I think it was 4 days where she didn't pass. And just as I was about to stage an intervention, luckily she did start to go. So yeah, I mean, not much to report. Children get poorly, and that is how it is. She seems to be doing okay. Okay, now, although the cough through the night is pretty persistent, but yeah, she's sleeping through it. It's just me and when Charles takes the monitor, him as well. Again, something else just to mention, because I can't remember if I did in the last one, we took Ophelia, I think I did actually, but just as a kind of double check, we took Ophelia for chickenpox vaccination. She's booked in for her second dose in about 3 weeks' time. I feel really glad that we did that. I've seen quite a few nasty cases of chickenpox go around, and yeah, I think for us it was just if this is something that we can mitigate, it's a well established vaccine, it feels like the right thing to do. As I said, you do need to pay for it. It's not part of the NHS vaccination scheme, therefore it's not free. You do have to pay, and for both doses, if you pay, or at least where we went, it's £75 per dose, or if you pay both doses up front, you can get it for 140, which I think is like £10 off, quick maths. But yeah, it definitely feels like we made the right decision there. She didn't have any side effects with the vaccination, and yeah, fingers crossed it means that she will not get it. Just gonna have a quick drink. And I think that's probably everything in the way of like general updates. What I want to speak to you about today is like the working mum diaries. I don't know whether this might be like a segment or like a specific topic that I touch on every few months or whatever, but we're gonna categorize it as the working mum diaries. And the reason that I wanted to come on and talk about this is because I suppose in the past few weeks, I have started to feel a little bit differently about being a working mum. And being super transparent on this podcast has always been my ambition, and it would feel really remiss of me to not kind of articulate how I'm feeling about things. Let's rewind a little bit to just kind of set the scene around how I felt initially going back to work after having Ophelia. I was very much of the mind that going back to work gave me some structure, some normality, some variance, It made me use my brain in a different way. It just made me feel like I had a different version of me, which for me I needed, and I still absolutely need. Like none of that has changed. I went back to work. I did a staggered return using like annual leave and things like that, and then I eventually went up to 4 days a week. Ophelia was in nursery 3 days a week, and she was with my mum 1 day a week. And then on that fifth day, I would have her, and then obviously the weekends, both Charles and I would have her. And as time, okay, let's not dive too quickly to like present day, but I found that balance really quite nice. Like I really looked forward to that specific day off, but then, you know, financially you've got to like, when you've got to factor in like the hit that that will take, and it is quite significant. And for us, like fortunately I'm in a well-paid job, and how much extra we would need to pay to put her into nursery versus how much money we'd get for me working that like additional time, like it's not comparable for us. And I get that that's like a privileged situation, but you know, just again speaking really honestly about that. So financially we are much better keeping Ophelia in nursery / putting Ophelia in nursery more days, so that then I can work more days. With Charles, the option really isn't there in the industry that he works in. It's quite, dare I say it, archaic in how it operates. He's in like the world of engineering, and yeah, I don't even think that would like be an option. And yeah, anyway, so this is just about me and being a working mum. Then at the back end of last year, I applied for another job in a separate company. I was with my old organisation for 7 years. I had a really good work-life balance, and I had a really good relationship with like my leaders, my peer group, my team. So, you know, mothering certainly didn't feel like it was secondary to work. I then applied for another job in a different organization, an organization that supports like flexible working and definitely takes like their care of their people really seriously, and like really supports working parents and things like that. However, it was an uplift in salary, and continuing at that 4 day versus what I would get on 5 days, like it was massively appealing. And at that time, we sat back and we were like, look, financially, this is absolutely the right decision. Like, have I got anything that's majorly pulling me away from working full time? Like, does that present me any concerns? And, you know, I thought through all of that. There was absolutely no pressure from Charles. It was very much my decision to make. And the time felt right to go back to work full time and put Ophelia into nursery 4 days a week, 1 day a week with my mum, and then the weekends with us. And that's felt absolutely fine. Like I went to do it, the first month passed and I felt like absolutely fine about it, and have continued to do so. And then fast forward up to like the past few weeks, and seeing how quickly Ophelia is developing, and seeing how quickly like our weekends are consumed, and how little time I get just one-on-one with Ophelia, I've had a bit of a wobble. I've had a bit of a wobble where I've kind of stepped back and been like, okay, so if we get to the end of Ophelia being at nursery and she goes to school full time, like what does that look like in practice? Like, am I going to be comfortable that I went back to work full time and I didn't get any like specific one-on-one time with Ophelia? And I guess I just really put that question to myself and really thought about it. Now, I really don't want to reduce the amount of days that I work. Like me, the job that I'm doing, I would find it really difficult to squeeze what I want to into any less than 5 working days. In addition to that, I'm a super massive control freak. So I really wouldn't want to do a job share. And because I'm in quite a senior position, I would find it really difficult to job share, because my job is to set out the strategy for the area that I work in. And it's very much built on like my vision and like working with my team to like map out that vision, manage them in accordance to that. And if I suppose I can only talk like hypothetically, but if I was in a job where like the targets were set and it was about driving a number, I'd feel differently about that, because I think that'd just be about agreeing and working with somebody that had the same like leadership style as me. But my job is very different to that, right? Like my job is like my opinion in every meeting, and you know, like me, like I said, me leading on a strategy and executing that strategy, I would find it really difficult to understand what parts of my job to like offshoot elsewhere. That doesn't mean that I can't delegate. That doesn't mean that I don't have a team of amazing people reporting into me that can do like a lot of the execution. But to job share this with anybody and get somebody else to go to the meetings and have the same opinions of me as me, which ultimately they wouldn't. Like, I just honestly can't see how it would work. So I don't want to reduce my days, but I want to have more time with Ophelia. So I'm telling you ahead of time that I have a meeting with my boss today, this afternoon, and I'm going to talk to him about leaning on the flexible working policy and taking Friday afternoons off. So I set aside my Fridays every week where possible to focus on like admin. Admin makes it sound quite different to what it is. Monday to Thursday, my calendar is pretty back to back. Like I am in back to back meetings talking about like a load of different things. I work in an operational environment, like everything is super fast paced, things changed pretty much daily. We've got so much work on. I'm in a scaling organization, like things shift so much from day to day, week to week, that it's just, it's not the same beast from week to week. That like strips back, that's kind of what we're working with here. So Monday to Thursday, I really get little time to sit back and reflect. And actually, of all those meetings, what am I going to do? Like, how am I going to set the actions in motion? How do I engage my team? All that good stuff. So Friday for me is like sitting back and actually doing something instead of just being like meeting, and then no action. Like Friday's and my time for making stuff happen and pulling everything back together, getting some normality before the weekend, before it all begins again on Monday. So where possible, I try to keep my Fridays quite meeting free. And with that in mind, I thought, would it be possible to put Ophelia into nursery on Friday mornings? That takes her up until 12:45. I work from when I drop her off. I get back just after 8, and then I work until 12:30, and then at 12:30 I log off and I go pick Ophelia up at quarter to one, and then we have the afternoon every Friday, a mummy and daughter afternoon. So she could nap in the car, we could drive somewhere, she could nap in the car, and then all afternoon with her. I take her for tea somewhere, and you know, all of that good stuff. And I'm just going to have the conversation. I'm just going to map it out and just say, this is what I want to do. Like, how can we facilitate that? And I think unless you're bold in this world, like, you just end up getting carried along with the current. And like, I think I said it before, I'm staging an intervention. I'm putting my anchor down and I'm just going to steady the ship. And I'm going to ask if I can have some time with Ophelia while she's still at nursery. This isn't a significant amount of time. She is turning 2 in August. That means that she has 2 more years at nursery before she starts school. 2 years have sailed by, and the next 2 years will do exactly the same. And I just don't want to be that person who looks back and regrets what they've done. I know that financially, I'm not going to regret what I've done by working full time, setting Ophelia up for success, saving money for her, making a life for her, paying off our mortgage, like doing all of those things. That's what I'm not going to regret. What I might regret, unless I do something about it and dip my toe and see whether this feels right, is having that time with Ophelia. And Yeah, it just feels right. What would then happen is the hours that I would need to make up, I would then need to make up during the week, either extend my days, work in an evening. And I think what I would do is probably just shave my lunch breaks. What I'm so super conscious of is that I'm saying all of this, and in my head, I'm looking at my calendar and I'm like, when will you find time to do things? Like, next week is crazy. It is honestly crazy. I don't have a moment to breathe. And then I'm still trying to find time to go for a swim or go to the gym or, yeah, like do things that I need to do. I don't even have a lunch break next Wednesday. Don't even have a lunch break. Anyway, I'm just talking out loud because I guess I'm just thinking through this as I'm saying it. And I just want to like normalize how hard it is to make the right decisions, to make decisions that like please everybody. It's so hard to do, and I'm gonna get it wrong, and I might get pushback from my boss, or I might get the green light and put it into motion and reduce Ophelia's hours at nursery and then really regret it because I don't know, like I don't know, she's not enjoying it, or I still feel like I'm heavily invested in work because for whatever reason, like that's where my brain goes. It's so difficult. It's so difficult. And I'm not sure you ever get it right. I'm not even sure that I'll make this iteration and then in 6 months' time want to make a different iteration. Like, who knows how I'm going to feel about this? Who knows how my boss is going to respond? Who knows whether this is the right move? All I know is that if I don't try it, I'm going to be sat here wondering what if, and in 6 months' time, I'll look back and think I've really regretted not spending that time with Ophelia. So that's kind of where it's at. And I wanted to share it with you all because I just think, yeah, like my reality has changed. Like what I want to do has changed. And I owe it to myself, to Ophelia, to my work, to just be super transparent about the fact that I'm having a little bit of a wobble. And unless I try this, I might resent working full time and I might resent the organization that I'm working for. And that is not a healthy place to be either. So I'm sharing this with you all to tell you what I'm doing, but equally to remind you that if you're sat there and you think, God, I wish I don't know, worked less, like then do something about it. Or if you're sat there and you're thinking, God, I really want to go back to work, like have a conversation with your support network and see whether that's a possibility. All I would say to everybody is there is no perfect balance. I was coaching somebody earlier in the week from another organization because you know, I have so much time to coach people outside, and I'm still trying to keep my little business ticking over, which has ground to a bit of a halt, and that's something else that I need to speak to Charles about in terms of like how do I find time to do that. But anyway, let's not get into all of that. Anyway, the lady that I was coaching earlier in the week was talking about the fact that she's working 4 days a week, and she thought that that was the ideal balance, but she's still not entirely sure because sometimes she feels like she's not giving enough to work, and then other times she still feels like one day off with her children isn't enough. Honestly, I feel like you could do 1 day, 2 day, 3 day, whatever, and it still not feel right. So I think it's just a constant like iteration to see whether or not strike that balance at that time is the right one. And for me, this is kind of where I'm at the moment. So I just wanted to share it with you all. And I suppose the next time you'll hear from me is whether or not I got the green light. Let's see how that goes. Alrighty then. Look, thank you all so much for and continuing to tune in and support and hopefully take some nuggets from this podcast. I will speak to you all again in due course and yeah, continue to ace it. You, not me. I'm definitely not sure I'm acing it, but I'm giving it my best, as I'm sure everyone else is. Alrighty, speak to you soon.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Learning to Mum podcast. I hope you found it somewhat insightful, or it gave you a little bit of insight into the reality of being a mum. You might be able to hear Ophelia in the background saying goodbye too. If you want to hit subscribe, that would be really appreciated, and it'll mean that as new episodes are launched, they'll drop straight into your preferred listening. So, I'll see you all next week. Have a good one. Bye.